Welcome to Hematologic Oncology Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. Myelodysplastic syndrome is a common disorder for which there were few effective treatment options until the last few years. I met with Dr. Gail Robos for an update on this important area, and she began our conversation by providing an overview of the disease.
The biology of MDS is still very poorly understood, and if you do a PubMed search looking for information on the pathophysiology of MDS, you'll come up with literally hundreds of papers, and there is no consensus really yet as to what is the pathogenesis. And I actually have a great slide that I show which has MDS in the middle, and it has nine arrows pointing to it with various things like epigenetic regulation, genetic modifications, angiogenesis, immune modification, stromal factors. There are a number of processes that have been identified as important in MDS, but one is not necessarily more important than the next, A. And B, there's a lot of belief that many of these mechanisms work together and that there isn't actually just a single pathogenetic mechanism in MDS. I think that the most discussed mechanism currently involves hypomethylation. And because there are currently two FDA-approved hypomethylating agents, of course, from a mechanism point of view, this is getting the most play in most lectures. And the concept is that inappropriate methylation leads to gene silencing and thus inappropriate marrow maturation and thus the phenotype of MDS. And that if you use one of the hypomethylating agents or possibly one in combination with a histone-deacetylase inhibitor, that you might be able to turn on these inappropriately silenced genes.
You know, it's interesting. How is this currently viewed today as to maybe 5 or 10 years ago in terms of, you know, whether this actually is a cancer?
It is a malignancy. So this is a clonal stem cell malignancy. And patients ask that all the time, that is this a cancer? And it's funny because even the experts in the field will hedge for a minute, but it is by definition a neoplastic disease. So a disease that results from abnormal clonal growth. It is a stem cell disorder. I'm careful always to tell patients that this isn't a bone cancer because there is tremendous confusion still between bone cancer and bone marrow cancer. And I think that there's definitely the case that it's becoming more prominent in people's thinking, not necessarily because there's more of it around, but there's certainly more being diagnosed because there are things now that can be offered to help patients. Whereas previously, there wasn't that much point in doing a diagnostic workup because there wasn't much you could offer. There is such heterogeneity in how MDS behaves that uncomfortable calling it a chronic leukemia, because if you take some of the low and intermediate one patients who might go on for 20 years without a single problem from the disease, I'm not sure that I would call those leukemia patients. By definition, leukemia implies a true bone marrow failure state. And although MDS is a bone marrow failure state, there are patients who will never experience any cytopenia beyond, for example, anemia. There are patients who absolutely behave like they have leukemia. And, you know, it's leukemia has got to be one of the worst words in the English language. So when you tell patients that they have MDS and they have 19% blasts in the marrow, they breathe a huge sigh of relief. And yet you tell them that, oh, it's 20% is leukemia and they're all upset. It's the same disease. So in that sense, for sure, MDS is in the high grade version a spectrum to acute leukemia. The lower grade, I think, is where there's really tremendous clinical heterogeneity. And there are patients who might have the exact same numbers on paper, one of whom is feeling great, going to work, having no issues, and the other of whom is hospitalized every week because they can't get out of bed. Same numbers on paper might even look the same in the marrow.